Kong Republic I like. Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to
Kong Cast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back, Conquerors, to another episode of Kong Cast right here in Kong Republic Studios. Yes, my name is Yans. I am your host, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Christian Moodley.
What up, guys?
Yeah, everybody's here, guys, including Mr. DJ Nova out here behind the camera doing all the sound. But here at Kong Republic, we are with the people, for the people, and yes, about the people. And right now, we are sitting with a very, very talented and upcoming, but still killing it and in the game.
Yes,
the talented,
sir.
The unbeatable, Mr. Eddie Soul.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming.
No problem, man.
100%. All right, so to start the show off, you know, we always started off with simple icebreakers.
Yeah, I feel what
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to go through maybe the first question and then, you give us your thoughts
all
on
right,
it.
No problem.
Yeah? All right. You're reincarnated as an animal. Which animal do you come back as, and why?
As a as a lion.
As a lion. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And why as a lion? Because I feel like I got a beast inside me. You know, that needs to be unleashed.
Yeah.
As a lion.
Yeah, bro. King of the jungle.
That's what I'm saying.
I would have came back as a whale or something.
As a whale.
I like the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the ocean a lot, but I mean, a lion seems a lot better.
100%. Come on, man.
I ripped the brand. I come back as a gorilla, fam.
As a gorilla.
Silverback mountain gorilla, fam. That's how I come.
But okay, cool. Another icebreaker. So, so you have three. So you find a magic bottle.
Yeah.
You rub it. Genie in a bottle. Mm-hmm. You have three wishes. What is it?
Three wishes.
And you can't wish for more wishes.
I can't wish for more.
No.
Okay. The first wish is I wish I'd have unlimited money.
Okay.
Money that never runs out, bro. Like just clocking. Yeah.
Clocking. Right.
I wish that I wish that I own shares at Nike.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And third one, I wish that my family lives forever.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Guys. That's sweet,
Sentimental,
that's
sentimental.
Sweet. Very good.
Family man,
huh? Yeah, I'm a family man.
Family man, 100%.
Even if they won't live forever, man, I mean, that would be my wish.
That would be your wish?
Yeah.
Very nice, man.
Then let's get right into it, man. Straight into it. Where did you grow up, G? Since you're a family man, where you come from?
Oh, I grew up in Northwest.
Oh, yeah?
Brits, yeah. I actually used to live with my grandma, and my parents used to live that side.
Right.
So, like, yeah, I used to live with my grandma. I grew up in Northwest Brits, and that's where I grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing more. I remember that we used to move a lot.
Right.
Yeah, I used to move a lot from Northwest Johannesburg, Northwest, because of family problems. Yeah. That's just how it was.
Yeah.
So
Everybody comes to Johannesburg. For everything, bro.
Yeah.
You know, the thing is, I'm not even from here. I'm from Durban, you know.
No, I feel
you. Yeah, but the people that we had on the show, a lot of them is not from here.
They come to Johannesburg.
Yeah, they come to Johannesburg to make it happen.
Yeah.
Clearly, like Mr. Saul.
So
tell me, let's go back a bit. When did it all start? When did you start listening to rap?
Mm. Oh, I started listening to rap. My sister, my auntie actually.
Right.
She used to listen to Kendrick Lamar a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
She used to listen to Kendrick Lamar a lot, and I was just that little kid that used to have fun around the streets with other kids.
Right.
And there was this other day. It was just raining. It was really bad outside. So my sister, my auntie played on music.
Right.
Mm. Then I got caught by Kendrick Lamar's accent and everything.
way
his cadence actually.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
It got to me. I was like, what? So people could actually do this.
Yeah.
It's like, it's crazy. Then I got interested in rap more, found out about it. And that was just me listening to music, but not actually like writing my own or rapping or all of that. No, I was just listening to music.
So your auntie basically introduced you to rap?
Yeah, my auntie, for real.
That's amazing. That's a cool, dope ass auntie.
Listening to Indian
music, man.
She's listening to Kendrick.
Listens to Kendrick a lot. So Kendrick is actually the main inspiration behind everything.
Main inspiration.
Yeah, for real.
Okay. Amazing. Well, how long have you been rapping then?
Yeah, I've been rapping for like 2 years now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's been 2 years. Yeah, since I started.
Oh, geez.
I started in matric.
Oh, yeah.
I started in matric rapping proper. Then,
Yeah. And this is what, me talent now. Shows in Matric?
No, not talent shows. It was just rapping just in class.
Just rap? Just for the kids. Was it a serious thing from
Matric? No, it wasn't a serious thing, man. Yeah. Because I remember that my friends used to rap and all of that. They used to record, actually.
Right.
So I used to just write and just have fun with it.
Right.
Just show them that I can as well. Then I was rapping, spit a couple of bars there. Then, yeah, people actually loved the way I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took it serious the year after Matric.
So 1 year into
starting this as a hobby,
you don't waste time.
It's crazy.
Huh?
I don't waste time, man.
But that's a hard way. You gotta get it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you gotta get it. You gotta get it,
man. You gotta get it
for real.
No, 100%.
That's amazing, bro. So tell me something, okay? Being such a up and coming artist and a local rapper.
Yeah.
Who is your inspiration locally? Three local top three rappers and internationally top three rappers.
Oh. Locally, as I'd say Nasty C.
But
he's international, but he's the local.
Local show.
Nasty C, what would I say? Casper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's a businessman.
Yeah,
And I love the way Blackie moves.
His consistency
actually keeps me going all the time.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? Yeah.
100%. And then international?
Casper and Blackie.
Yeah.
International?
Kendrick won.
Kendrick Lamar. Yes, sir.
Without a doubt.
Kendrick Lamar, Drake.
Uh-huh.
Who else? And Blast.
Blast?
Yeah. He does like West Coast music. I don't know if y'all know him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Blast.
With an X.
Yeah, with an X.
X-T. I've heard his music. Yeah,
man, for real.
Oh, okay.
Those are actually my inspirations.
One time. Okay, well, who are the top three artists that you would like to collaborate with in South Africa?
In South Africa.
Yeah. Like,
top three.
Right now, collaborates, you would hit go.
I mean, you'll never know which song blows, you know?
Right.
But top three, I'd like to feature an essay. Nasty C.
Nasty C. You want the top dogs on your songs.
For real.
No, but you know, it's going to be
for real.
Nasty
I
one.
I say Nasty C. A Reese.
Right.
And Blackie. Yeah.
Those are the three, man.
Those are the three.
I know you named three top dogs, man.
Yeah, for real. Those are the top dogs for me, man.
Straight.
And the SA, honestly, I mean, everybody's good, but those are just, my top dogs.
Honestly speaking,
yeah, for real.
100%.
No, 100%, man. That's very interesting. But so tell me something.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What do you prefer? Do you prefer freestyling or do you prefer actually writing and doing it the traditional way. Yeah.
I actually prefer writing.
Oh yes.
Yeah, I prefer writing because I feel like you connect more with the music that you're making instead of just freestyling. Because whenever I freestyle, it's not that I'm a good freestyler, but like whenever I freestyle, I speak about a whole lot of things and it doesn't really make sense at times.
So connect.
I'm just like, freestyle is just for fun.
Right.
You know? Mm. But like each and every song that I make, I actually write it down.
Really?
What? Paper, yeah. Even all the videos you make on Insta?
Not really. The videos are actually spit.
So all your songs, have you written everything yourself so far?
Yeah, the songs. Yeah, I'm a songwriter. Yeah,
no,
I'm a storyteller, bro.
Right.
Yeah, for real. I'm
that's
a good
amazing,
writer,
bro. It's cool to see you doing a bit of both, and it's cool because you know people just you know do something. But I can see you got your fingers in everything,
man.
Sir.
Everything, dog.
I mean, you're rolling with your producer, right?
Yeah, right now.
This man got my back. Cool beat.
All the way.
Yeah, all the way.
All the way. Nah, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
For real.
Do you need to be in any specific mind? This is actually your producer's question. Like, do you really need to be in any specific mind frame when you are making your music in order to get it flowing? Or do you just start from jump and you just go in?
We just punch it in.
I mean,
we don't even plan that we're going to make a song.
Right.
He just gets into studio. He makes a beat.
Yeah.
As soon as I feel connected to it, man, I jump into it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's just how it is. But most of the times, I'm actually a lover boy, man.
Right.
So,
I can see majority of the songs that you release, man, always loving it, baiting it.
Yeah. Because my life ain't got like a lot of drama. And it's basically relationships all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So I speak about relationships because. Hey, it's hectic.
You just come out of high school and it's hectic.
Yeah, it's hectic. I can feel the pressure already.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good. Yeah, yeah. The pressure is a good thing. You know, if you don't feel pressure, then that's a bad sign, I would assume.
Yeah, for real.
You know, because you should be on that grind. You should be thinking. You should go push and be like, all hey, you know what? Yeah, I'm tired today.
Yeah.
But I love what I did.
Yeah, I love what I did.
It should be like that, you know?
Should be like that, for real.
Because if you're not like that, you're not going to make progress. Man, look at you. So within 2 years, look how far you've come.
Yeah, man. It's actually crazy.
And you said you only started really pushing a year ago.
Yeah, a year ago.
That shows what consistency does.
Yeah, for real. But to be honest, I actually never told anybody about this, but as soon as I got done with my trick, I actually almost gave up on this music thing. For real, because I was like, you know what, I'm gonna take a gap year, I'm not gonna go to school, because honestly, I went to school just to make my parents happy.
Right. I think we all did.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, we all did.
But I mean, it's a good thing to go to school as well. But then I just didn't choose to go to school. I was like, I'm gonna start pushing this music thing because people actually like it when I do. So I'm gonna push it and see what's up. So I gave myself 6 months, and it got to May. I kept going, then it got to May. Then I was like, hey, it's not happening.
Yeah.
So if it's not happening before June, man, I'm giving
up. You're done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Should you gave yourself 6 months?
Just 6 months, bro. And it actually happened.
Yeah.
Right before I quit.
Oh, yeah.
But that shows you. So you put pressure on yourself.
I put pressure on myself, like a lot of it. Sleepless nights and all of that. It's crazy. It's hectic, man.
Sleepless nights and you just
crazy,
came out of school.
Man. I almost gave up on music, man. But
And what was the thing that really sparked it and you were like, yo, this is working now?
I dropped a freestyle video.
Right.
And that freestyle video, yo, it made moves, man. It made moves. So I was like, damn. Yeah. So I was like,
okay, no, cool.
That's it.
Yeah. No, cool. Yeah. So tell me some, you know, South Africa, I do believe, is quite unique in our own sound, even hip hop.
Yeah.
Mm. But what's your opinion, being a modern, new, up and coming rapper?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think makes South African hip hop so unique?
Mm.
What makes it unique is that we always stick to our sound, you know. Let's say, for example, I'm a piano, and let's just say I make vernacular music.
Sure.
And if I jump into hip hop, obviously hip hop is more of like an English thing, just hear. So because English makes it international, you know what I'm saying? So like, I feel like what makes South African hip hop unique is that we add our vernacular languages sound great,
and
bro, into hip hop, and it still flows.
And it sounds dope.
Yeah, it sounds dope. Yeah. It sounds dope. So
That's really good.
Okay, well, what do you think makes you unique in the rapping scene then?
In the rapping scene?
Yeah, in SA.
What makes me unique is that my cadence, actually.
Cadence, no?
Yeah, my cadence.
No, like, I'll tell you right now, your delivery, even how you speak, you deliver quick. Mm. It goes
fast.
It's also smooth as well, bro. It's also smooth, bro.
Appreciate it, big time,
super smooth.
So, yeah, my cadence, I feel like my cadence makes me different from a lot of artists. And Kendrick, I ain't trying to sound like anybody.
Yeah,
it's just me.
Inspired by Kendrick.
Inspired by Kendrick.
No, 100%.
Yeah, cool, man. But see, you know, everybody out there, there's so many up and coming guys that's trying to get out.
Yeah.
And like you said, you almost gave up on this.
Yeah, thing. I almost gave up
on it. And you know, I see in your eyes when you say that, you're actually in shock when you say that.
Yeah.
Because you can see what's happening.
Yeah.
So what would you say was the biggest challenge about breaking out? Where did you find the biggest challenge about making it? I know you did it in a very short space of time, but what was the challenge did you find, sir?
The challenge I found, actually, in this period of time of me being in music, the challenge was that I didn't really have connections.
Right.
That's what I'd say. I didn't really know much about the music business. Sure. And creatives, I didn't know anybody, man. I was just that kid that knew how to make music or rap or that was my biggest challenge, because I never knew nothing, man. Never knew nothing. So as soon as everything just happened so fast, I was like, I gotta catch up with it, because once everything start moving this fast, I gotta move fast as well, because if I slow it down, man, I'm just gonna fall off before I even blow up. So that was just my biggest challenge. Sheesh. Not knowing people in the industry.
Right.
Yeah.
And now you're still learning.
Yeah, now I'm still learning. Still you never learning. Stop learning.
Never stop.
Honestly, you never stop learning.
Never stop learning.
So I feel like in this music business, you gotta have connections. If you got connections, man, everything's just gonna flow. Relationships, energy. Don't just use people.
Of course.
Because building building relationships is actually good.
I mean, before you came in, and I said, I had a thing, and I said, thank you for coming. Yeah. So, and then, do you want to tell the audience your response?
That was crazy. It was crazy. You know, these people are actually good, man. They have a good sense of humor. No. I'm not going to lie to you, man. No, they have a good sense of humor. Because most of the times when I go to people, man, yo, it's tough.
It's tough.
It's tough, bro. You just get to break. Yeah, they don't say much. You just get to work. Yo, Eddie, look. Get to work. Let's do it.
Sheesh.
Let's do it. Yeah. Question, answer, question. Okay, bye, Eddie. We're going to wrap it up next time.
Wow.
But right now, as you can see, the energy is good. I love it. I actually love it, man.
You good?
Yeah, chill.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I mean, on that note, the energy is always pristine, always nice.
Real.
He had Kong Republic.
Yeah.
Eddie Soul said it himself. But right now, we'll be back after this ad break.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, guys. Welcome back to another great episode of Kongcast. And our main guest for the evening is Mr. Eddie Soul.
Yes,
he's in the building right now, guys. Away, Eddie Soul. Now,
you know,
everybody's just getting to know you. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's what we're here to do as well. Yeah. You know, push you in a good light.
Yeah.
You know, and I've been listening to your music. Mm-hmm. You know, I have.
Yeah.
And the question I have is that in your song, Three Steppin', right? You say that you're going to revive hip hop.
Yeah.
That's what you say in your opening verse. That's what you say, man.
Yeah, that's what I say.
So when it comes to that, what do you think is the direction that hip hop is taking in SA, and why do you feel the need to revive it?
I feel like right now, with hip hop, the way I see it, South African hip hop, I feel like a lot of artists, they just trying to sound the same.
Right.
You know, and like it's not really good to have artists that sound the same in the same box.
Right.
You know,
right.
Because there's no really creativity inside.
Sure.
You know, because as an artist, you always want to try different sounds and do different things all the time. So I feel like South African hip hop artists, they so boxed in to doing one thing.
Yeah.
Because I can't spit 16 bars today, then tomorrow I'm spitting 16 bars, and next day over and over again, man.
Right.
I know what you're gonna say already.
Yeah.
So like, just come, give me something new, bro.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you hop into like different genres? That's what I think.
Right.
As an artist,
right. Be versatile.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like with South African hip hop, I'm just gonna do it in my own way.
Right.
You know, I'm not gonna rap all the time or 16 bars all the time.
Right.
I'm gonna do it in my own way.
Right.
And I'm gonna revive it like that, man.
Yeah. Be versatile with it. Yeah.
Don't be boxed in, because once you box yourself in, you don't even think big.
Yeah.
Because you're always
listen to one thing.
Yeah. You're like this, and you don't look at what's happening. Yeah,
imagine rapping about a glass of water every time. I mean, what are you gonna say about it?
There's nothing you can do.
You're gonna
run out of things to say, for real.
You're gonna run out of words.
You're gonna flow like liquid.
For real, man.
No, I get what you mean. I get what you're saying. Yeah.
But so tell me something. When did you get your first celebrity shout out and realize, hey, you know what? I'm actually on the right track here.
Yeah.
Oh, the first time I got it, it was last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Around June.
And who was it?
It was Teleman.
Oh, wow.
It was Teleman.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Teleman. He hit me up. He was like, yo, I love your sound. Let's get to studio.
Bro, that's an industry giant.
Crazy.
Bro.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. And he's actually a good guy.
And when that happened, what was your,
everything.
Did you expect this?
I didn't expect it because I didn't really think about Teleman that much, man.
Yeah.
I was into like hip hop, more of like Nasty would probably hit me up.
Sure.
I was like, Teleman, I don't know where. I didn't even follow him.
Yeah.
Nothing. It just hit me up. It's like, tell him, man. Crazy.
Right.
As soon as I saw the DM, I showed my mom. Mm. I was like, yo, look. Tell him, man, hit me up. Who's tell him, man? Tell him, man, ma. Tell him, man. Told my dad. Told my cousins. Everybody posted about it. Yeah, I actually felt great that time.
What did your auntie say?
My auntie.
Yeah.
That time I showed her.
Yeah.
Mm. She was actually at hospital.
Oh, I didn't show her.
Yeah, I didn't show her that time. Yeah. She was so sick. She was sick.
Yeah. She good now?
Yeah, she good now.
Okay, good.
She good.
Good. That's proper. Okay. No. Well, in your opinion, what is Well, what is your opinion in releasing music these days? Do you think full projects are still being appreciated as they were before? Or do you think releasing singles is the way to go now in this modern age?
In this modern age, I feel like releasing singles. Yeah. Actually, any type of style. I mean, it depends on the music you put out there.
Right.
You know, because you cannot force people to listen to something they don't like.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like even if you drop a project, even if you drop singles, man, people are going to listen if they love you. 100%. If they love yourself. 100%. Not maybe you, but like your music.
Yeah.
So like it depends on like the type of music you
put out there.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of full projects or you just like singles?
I'm a fan of full projects, you know, because...
Body of work.
Yeah, a body of work because you actually give people... a big part of who you are when it comes to like music and all of that. Yeah,
and what's going on in your life.
Yeah, that's just great, man. Having a project out, it's great.
But talking about your singles, huh?
Yeah.
Which one did you enjoy making the most?
My singles.
Yeah. That you've released right now.
Yeah, that I released.
Yeah.
Which one was the most fun?
It was outside.
Mm. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, outside. Yeah, outside. The day I made outside, man, it was so crazy. Because I remember my producer Kobe.
Right.
He made the beat. So I was asleep that time. Shout out to Kobe, man. Yeah. Right. He made the beat and I was asleep. So it was like an all night session in Santon.
Sure.
So we were just rapping the whole night and everything. So I slept. I passed out because I was so tired of making music.
Right.
Then I slept. I heard some guitars playing. I was like, what? This is crazy. I've never hopped on something like this.
Right.
Then I heard like the 808s and everything. Man, I went so crazy over the beat already. And I freestyled the hook actually.
Really?
I freestyled the hook. I didn't write it down.
So you were feeling this?
Yeah, I was feeling it, man. Even the weather around, it was just, it was beautiful, man. And Santon, like seeing those buildings, actually an inspiration.
All the energy is just
there. Nice. Like,
that's how you enjoyed it the most?
Crazy. Yeah. That was the song I enjoyed the most. Oh, yeah.
That's proper cool.
That's so cool.
Well, since you're a huge fan of Kendrick Lamar, I have a question just out of the box, right? What is your favorite song or project by him? Project.
I'd say... Damn.
Oh, yeah, 5 years ago. Well, yeah. 6 years ago now.
Six years ago. It's damn because that's the modern rap.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right. Because Section 80, Pimp a Butterfly, man, I mean, those are like deep rap. I'm talking about. Damn was the one for me.
The one for you?
Yeah, it was
man,
the
I
one
like
for
Good
me.
Kid, Mad City,
Good
man.
Kid, Mad City. That's actually mine. Nice as well, for
yeah,
real.
Yeah.
But choosing from those, I'd say Section 80.
Section 80?
Yeah, Section 80 is good. Yeah, Section 80 is good.
Yeah, I know Kendrick Lamar. Yeah. Man.
Hey, he kills it, man.
He murders it.
But I know you're a massive Kendrick Lamar fan, right? So talk to me about Heart Part 5.
Yeah, the Heart Part.
You did your own version of this. Talk us through it.
What inspired me to make the...
The whole video, it wasn't even a plan, you know. Because I saw this other tweet by Aries saying that he's the best rapper in Africa. Then I saw some Lucas Raps join, and he actually responded back. And this other rapper, friend of mine, Nappy Cat, he joined it as well. I was like, why not? But let me do it in this type of style. Let me get it in the Kendrick way.
Right.
It's like, let me just do it. I had fun with it. I never thought the video would actually go this far. I was just having fun, man.
No, it went.
I was just proving a point.
I swear, it seemed like it was planned, man.
For real.
It was Kendrick's album drop, and then 2 days later, that video was up.
Bro, it was crazy because not 2 days later.
Three days.
Yeah, probably
three
four
days?
Or something.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't really planned, bro.
Yeah,
it wasn't really planned because when I saw Kendrick's video, I got inspired. I was like, I got to do something like this. I actually wanted to change my faces as well, but I was like, nah, I don't want to copy him that much. Let me just do this.
Right.
See how people receive
how people
it.
See, yeah.
Well, people loved it.
Yeah. They loved that video, man. They loved
I listened to it. I was like, yo, no, man is going in. Man is going in straight.
That's amazing, man. It's amazing that you take inspiration or you get inspiration, you create your own thing that's unique to you in your own way. And you become an inspiration yourself.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, that's just how it is. You actually get me, man.
100%.
For real.
Now, well, guys, speaking of getting people, we're going to get you with this ad break right now. We'll be right back.
Now, for a limited time, get your exclusive photo shoot for only 2,450 Rand and get a free A1 canvas print. This special includes 20 high-resolution images, 3 hours of editing and retouching, 2 background options of your choice, includes photographer, gear hire, assistant, and refreshments. Get your exclusive photo shoot done at Kong Republic Studios based here in Kyalami Midrand.
Hey, welcome back, Conquerors. We are back here at Concast with our main guest for the evening, Mr. Eddie So.
Yes, sir.
Getting to know him just a little bit better, guys. But yeah, you're going into it, man.
But cool, Mr. Eddie, being a hip-hop guy. Yeah. And a South African hip-hop guy. Yep. I must ask you this. What's your take on I'm a Piano?
My take on I'm a Piano?
Mm. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it because I'm not a rapper, man.
Yeah,
I'm a musician, bro.
Right.
I'm a musician. I listen to all types of genres, and I appreciate music as a whole, not just hip hop.
Yeah.
I appreciate music, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So my take on I'm a Piano is actually I'm a Piano is good, man.
I love it.
Yeah.
It is unique to us. I mean, I'm a Piano is so unique to us.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is unique.
And we must own it from every point of view, you know, even from a hip hop point of view. I think the vernac is such a unique thing
that you can bring.
We love it. We're big fans of
it. I love it, man. I love it as well, man.
No.
People think I just love it. I listen to hip hop, man. Yo, I ain't trying to damage my brain cells all the time. I'm trying to listen to new stuff.
New stuff.
But like I said, you're a musician.
Yeah.
You're a musician.
Yeah.
I love it.
As a musician, though, are you expanding your sound? You know, going into other genres of piano and more hip hop or singing?
I've been working on a couple of songs. I'm actually working on an EP right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I haven't really pushed it that much or told people more about it.
Right.
But it's gonna be. It's not really more of hip hop, but. It is a hip hop EP, but got different types of sound inside.
Different kind of sounds. Piano's coming with it.
Not piano.
Few kind of things.
To be honest, I actually made a piano song and, hey man, it's crazy. I love it.
I love it.
Yeah, bro, and I sang it so well, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm so scared to drop it. But hey,
why are you scared?
Because of my audience, man. I don't know if they'll appreciate it or not.
Right.
But yeah, I'm just gonna drop it and see what's up.
You should go live one day and play it, and then
play.
See us
I
them.
Will. Yeah,
yeah
I will most like, definitely.
100%.
But I make a whole lot of type of styles.
Mm.
Actually, I make a lot of music, man.
Yeah,
not just rap.
Sheesh.
Yeah, I got
Is it like a 9-to-5 thing? You're always in the studio type thing?
Yeah, I'm always in the studio. I live in the studio.
Yeah?
Yeah, I sleep, I eat there.
not
really, but like I'm just saying, I'm always there all the time.
100%.
Yeah, for real. Gotta lock in, that's work. Like a person that would go to work 9-to-5.
I love the guy.
That's what I do, man.
Right. I love the guy.
Yeah.
In fact, you know it's more than 9-to-5.
Yeah, it's more than 9-to-5.
Sleepless
it's
nights.
It's like 18 hours more than that. You know?
You don't sleep.
No, but your team is making music when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
I love it. You're already associating yourself with the right people. You know, which is
a
great.
A lot of people are hungry for success.
But you have to be hungry.
Yeah, you gotta be hungry.
Because
a lot of people just in studio, they just go there, they make one song, and then they're like, okay, you know what? We made a song. Let's just chill.
It's all right.
It's a rap. Let's focus on our phones now. Chat. Man, I love perfecting my craft.
100%.
You know, I love being in the studio, perfecting my vocals, you know. And that's just me, man.
Just going in.
Yeah, I love working, bro.
Right.
Yeah. We're talking about working, sir. We're talking about being on the grind and the hustle. What do you think of social media?
Yeah.
Specifically, what do you think of social media that benefited you the most as a musician and a rapper?
Yeah, which platform?
What platform would you say has been the most beneficial to you?
Mm. To me?
Yeah.
Instagram.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Instagram has been so beneficial.
And why would you say that, sir?
The reason I'd say that is because I never really posted my stuff on Twitter and Facebook that much and all of that. I just kept it there as like, okay, I got these platforms, so I'm not going to use them because I don't know what to do with them.
Right.
So Instagram was actually interesting for me to like post my stuff that side. And Instagram has actually been great for me. It's been a great platform.
Would you say there's been a lot of growth from your audience from Instagram?
Yeah, there's been a lot of growth, man. Yeah, I'm not even going to lie to you right now. Instagram, I actually got more followers on Instagram than any other platform.
And when you push your music, you're pushing it hard on Instagram. I mean, obviously, you're on all the major platforms, right? When you do your distribution. Yeah. But when you're trying to get more exposure, would you say Instagram is the main place to go?
Instagram is the main place to go to. Instagram,
Sheesh, that was that's interesting, man. Most people blow up like TikTok, Facebook.
Oh, TikTok,
even.
I almost forgot about it. Yeah. I actually want to start pushing it hard. People have been telling me about it. Yeah,
Music platform, it's unbelievable what it's doing. You know, there's been so many songs so far that's been completely dormant for 3-4 years, and they blow up worldwide
for
TikTok.
For real.
You know, TikTok is, I really think it's
it's a good platform. It's the new Instagram. It's the new Instagram.
Yeah.
So like, but on my side, Instagram has actually been a beneficial platform.
Yeah. But TikTok is something you're starting to look at seriously.
Yeah. TikTok, I'm actually starting with TikTok, you know. Yeah. I'm actually going to be the greatest on TikTok soon. Watch out, man.
What? Put it out there straight, man. Straight. Okay, well, I'd like to reference something, actually, man. This post that you made, you're like Big W.
Yeah, Big W for real. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. One time, right?
Yes, sir.
You have a partner. You said that you bagged a deal with Adidas and Sports Scene. How did that come to be, man?
I actually joined a competition last year. Put me on challenge.
Oh,
with Sports
okay.
Scene.
Yes.
I was on top 5.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't win the competition, unfortunately.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I'm a loser. I'm still a
now
winner.
Winning.
You know what I'm
always,
saying?
Always, always.
So they hit me up, when was it? I feel like they hit me up around May.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hit me up around May.
Who's the Sports Scene or?
Sports Scene.
Oh, Sports
Scene.
Sports Scene
and Adidas. It was actually a collab.
On
my emails. Yeah, I don't really check my emails that much.
Right.
So this other day, I just woke up in the morning. I was like, you know what? Let me just check my emails.
Yeah.
I went on my emails, man. I saw this deal. I was like, what? Sports Scene? Nah. Somebody's probably pranking me or something. I got into the emails and I saw the names of the people.
Right.
I was like, this is legit.
Right.
I checked that out. They hit me up everything. Eddie, are you down for this? I was like, why not, man? I've been waiting for this my whole life.
Right.
Let's get it.
And how was that feeling, sir?
It was great, bro. Yeah. It was great because I remember that time I just woke up, like I said. I woke up in the morning. I didn't even brush my teeth that time. I didn't even drink a glass of water. Didn't even go to the bathroom or anything.
You just
checked my phone. I was on some. My eyes were on some. Spot Scene.
Yeah.
What? I woke up, shoot my dad. Yo, look.
Check this out.
Yeah, check this out.
Yeah.
I was so happy, man. I was so happy. Yeah. I even took myself out. I took myself out, man.
I think you deserve to take yourself out. I'm sure the bow was also big.
Yeah, man, it was. Yeah, I was actually happy.
Yeah.
I never really expected that much.
But sir, it shows you. You put in the effort, you put in the grind, and it's paying back. It's paying back. But talking about paying back, sir, I want to reference this image, right?
Yeah.
So this is an image of you at the Big Dog.
Yes, sir.
Universal.
Yes, sir.
These guys are giants.
Yeah,
these are giants.
Real.
Bro.
Locally, internationally.
Manny
you
big.
You couldn't be by the bigger giants. Yeah, yeah. So what's happening now? You're cooking with these guys, bro.
What's going on, man?
I don't really want to disclose much.
Yeah. We can't get everything.
You can't get everything.
Nothing.
But I'm actually working on something with them.
Oh,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, they hit me up and they love my sound and
Now, guys, Eddie sold bigger and better things. You already know.
It's just gonna be great, man.
Yeah.
To all my supporters and everybody watching this, I know y'all care about me that much, but I'm not gonna be exploited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will.
You must be around for
respect,
a long time.
Respect.
For a long time.
You know what? It's so good that you still got the balls to say that.
Yeah.
And all of these big guys approaching. Yeah, you saying that publicly, you don't want to get exploited.
Yeah, man. I ain't trying to get exploited. Like, I'm just gonna be real with everybody, man.
100%.
Yeah, whatever happens, happens. 100%. If it was supposed to happen, then the universe, man.
So you don't seem like a young kid to me. You seem like a up and coming entrepreneur. Like then, you know, I see like a cast. I mean, because the mentality is there. And this is good, bro.
Good
because if you got the big guys knocking the door, but you're still not bending over, you still want to say, you still got your back up and say, hey, listen to me, this is how I want to do it.
This is me.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's me, man. I don't really like it like when I'm boxed in. You know, sometimes with record labels, people will always say that you're always going to be sidelined at times and all of that. And I'm not trying to be sidelined, man, because I feel like with the talent that I have and like the way I put out my music, man, I could actually be big, man. Yeah. I'm the next biggest thing in Africa, man. I say worldwide. You know what I'm saying?
Let's go.
I believe in myself, bro.
Let's go.
I'm not trying to get exploited. I'm not trying to get like, I'm not trying to fall off or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I haven't even blown up yet, man.
Yeah.
Blown up, I mean, So.
Nah, trying to be a priority, focused, straight.
Yeah, I'm not an artist.
Yeah,
I'm a brand.
Ah, okay,
I like it.
Musician and brand
has value. And when value enough to be listed, and you know, and something where people must take you serious.
Yeah, for real.
And I love it, bro. But because you focus on the music, but you understand the business as well.
Yeah.
You're learning very fast.
I'm learning so fast, man. Because I know with a lot of artists, what got them like messed up in the industry and how things are not going well for them is because when they sign deals, I think they sign as artists.
Right.
You know, if you sign as an artist, hey, it's bad, man. Mm. It's bad. So I'd prefer people signing me if I sign a deal, if I get a deal, a proper deal,
right,
a reasonable deal, man.
Yeah,
I'd sign as a record label.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not an artist.
Not an artist.
Yeah,
no.
Sign as a record label because. I'm not gonna say much, but
but then you got your options open. And then you could do whatever creatively.
Whatever.
They signing
whatever
a business.
Drop whenever. Sign me on a business level. Don't just say, oh, he's a kid.
You're
gonna give him this much money because he's never seen it before.
Sure.
He's gonna take it. Nah, man. Look.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta know your worth.
Right. 100%.
And you know, bro. You know, which is fantastic.
Yeah, for real.
Because you must get your worth. It's all about the Benjamins.
It's all about the Benjamins. For real, man. You gotta make money, man.
You gotta make money.
And whenever you get them money, obviously record labels are gonna give you like, okay, they're gonna give you money.
Right.
Let me just say that. They're gonna give you money. But they're gonna want it bad, for real.
Of course.
They're gonna want it bad.
Money is just upright credit.
But as an artist, you gotta be smart about it. Don't get the money. Next thing, you buy a house, you buy a car,
Go crazy.
Man, use it wisely because you're gonna have to pay it back, bro.
Yeah. Nothing's
really. Use it wisely. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Invest in it.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Because you know, we hear the music.
Yeah.
We don't ever see the business.
Yeah.
It's so cool to see the business side of it.
Yeah. It is crazy. And to be honest, music is not run by musicians.
Right.
Musicians know nothing about business.
Yeah.
To be honest, a lot of them.
Yeah.
Not to be speak bad about them, but musicians like don't run the industry.
Yeah.
The industry is run by like accountants, businessmen, like
businessmen.
Yeah, those are the people who run like the industry, man, because they trying to make money off of people actually put out the marketable music out there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because as a musician, you always think that you're the best.
Right.
But the people don't want what you're giving them.
Yeah.
You know, they want something different,
man.
You know, so like accountants, people with the money, man.
Yeah.
They run the industry, musicians. Not musicians. Like for real, man.
You gotta be
businessman.
It's cool. So and I can see that's what you're thinking is you're building a brand and not necessarily you just focusing on
being an individual.
Artist. You're building a brand.
Yeah.
Eddie Soul is a brand. I love the way you say it.
Yeah.
And you're talking about like signing as a record label. I mean, dude, this is fantastic.
Yeah.
Man. This is really good.
Business mind, bro. Yeah. Business entrepreneur.
Always, 100%.
Well, on your hip hop bucket list, since you are a hip hop artist, what is on your bucket list? Like, what haven't you done that you want to do in the hip hop space, just in general?
I don't know, hey.
In the hip hop space?
To be honest, how I move, I don't really plan on what I want to do or what's gonna happen next or anything like that. Nah, I just move with time. Whatever happens, you know.
Right. Yeah. You just stay on the grind.
Yeah, because what I realize whenever I plan things, they don't go as planned.
Mm. Right.
Like everything that I plan just doesn't go as planned.
Right.
So I just move with time. Whatever happens, happens. Yeah. Like to be honest,
you just want to be on the move.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I love it. Oh. But talk to me now. Just about what can we expect from the up-and-coming great Eddie Soul? What can we look forward to?
Because we
are so excited
to
what's going on and what's bubbling and what's going on.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we know you're coming up with you're actually dropping a new song.
Very exciting.
But tell the audience, what can we expect from you?
Right, that camera right there. Right, you tell them what you think.
What you guys could expect from me.
Right.
As an artist, as a brand, y'all should expect a lot, man.
Mm.
I mean, I'm dropping an EP soon. It's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be one of the most most
right
beautiful project this has ever received.
I swear
it's gonna be beautiful,
the
and
one
yeah. And just expect that I'll be working with brands, clothing brands, a lot of them. And yeah, man, I don't really box myself in into music only, but yeah, I'm actually venturing out into acting right now.
So yeah, that's exciting, bro. Exciting.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Venturing out into acting and modeling.
This is amazing. Yeah. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Well, check it, man. You know what? From Kong's side, we 100% wish you so much happiness and joy and success. All the best in what you're doing, bro.
I appreciate it big time.
Firstly, I think what you're doing is amazing.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal. It's you're such an inspiration to so many people out there. Right. And including us. I mean, we wouldn't have invited you if you didn't think you have a big inspiration.
Right.
So from us, bro, we love what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we wish you all the best. And wherever Kong can be a part or help out or help you push or accelerate the Benjamins, please do knock on our door whenever, sir. You know,
I'll take y'all as family now.
We're a creative studio, bro. You know, if you need something when we can facilitate it, please knock on our door. Have a meeting. You know, your family, bro. Yeah. You don't need to go to the website and book. You phone us directly and you let us know.
Me know. I appreciate that big time. 100%.
From our side, what we'd like to start off, bro, we want to give you a free photo shoot to the value of 2,500 rand. You can book it. You tell us whenever you're ready, time, whatever, then, night, day, you come through. We have a wonderful few hour photo shoot.
No problem.
No changes. We have a get something for the gram. Right,
thank you so much, man.
100%.
Kong Republic, man. Yeah. Check them out. Make sure y'all check them out. They're good people.
Awesome stuff. Well, guys, on that note, I mean, what more can I say? Check us out at Kong Republic.
Yeah, but for real.
Definitely check out this incredible episode of Kongcast with the amazing Mr. Eddie Soul.
Yes,
Mr. Eddie Soul in the building. And up next is a performance piece, guys. A performance piece by the infamous Eddie Soul. And it's going to be a good one. But until then, and all of us from here at Kong Republic, safe, have a good one. Kong Republic, I like Kong. Speaking your truth on the mic. Kong. Hit the subscribe and like. Time to Kong Cast.